Hey, welcome to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast, the podcast that touches on everything wellness from the physical to the metaphysical. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth. I'm a certified personal trainer and a wellness coach who specializes in making you feel awesome from the inside out. So if feeling awesome is something that you're interested in, I highly suggest you stick around because, as I mentioned before, that's kind of my thing. All right, let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast. This is Grace Elizabeth. I'm your host today and every day for that matter. Thank you so much for being here with me. This is actually the first episode I'm recording for this podcast. I don't know if I'm going to release it as the first episode, but it is the first episode I'm recording. So that's cool. Yay. It's like podcast birthday today. So like I said, super stoked that you're here. I think the intro does a pretty good job of kind of talking about all the wide variety of things that might be discussed on this podcast at any point in time. And normally for a first episode, I think I would give you some background on who I am, but I don't want to bore you guys with that today. So I might do that for like the second episode or something. So just a quick background about me. I am an energy coach. I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm a mother. I am a podcaster, and I am all about loving the skin that you're in, and by love the skin you're in, I don't mean that you need to love the way that your body looks physically. I'm very focused on helping you to find a mutual respect for your body, find a positive connection with your body in any way that works for you, and really deepening the relationship you have with your body in a physical and kind of spiritual, energetic, and all the ways. So that's what I do. Some other day you'll get my whole life story, but not today. Today I'm giving you something that's a little bit more helpful. What we're actually going to talk about today is the six different types of energies that you as a human being have in your body, around your body, flowing through you. You're generating it. You're putting it out. It's in the world. It's everywhere. So we're going to just jump right into that. I actually have a workshop that I teach on this. It's a 3-day workshop, and today I'm just going to give you guys like one tiny piece of that, but it's a free workshop, and if you want to sign up for it, you can go to the link that's in my Instagram bio, and I'll also put it in the show notes of this episode, and then at the end of the episode, I'll tell you what the actual link is, but I don't want to cloud up this episode right now by spelling out a whole web link because it's long and annoying. But anyway, so yeah, if you like what you hear today here on this podcast episode and you want to dive deeper into the energies, then head over to my Instagram, click the link, sign up. It's a free 3-day workshop. Okay, so today, like I said, we're talking about the six types of energies that are present in every human and just in the world in general, and like honestly in any living being for the most part. So if you ever felt like you are just exhausted, but you can't really put your finger on why or how, you're like, you know, like, I'm not like tired, like I need to sleep, but I just don't have energy for people today, or I just, you know, I don't have the like mental capacity to solve problems today, and you just have like that general blah feeling, but you have a hard time identifying like what's causing it, how you could fix it, what the real root of the issue is. And so that's the point of these six types of energies that I'm going to talk about today. Really what this is doing is giving us a way to identify our emotions, identify how we feel them, identify how our body feels them, and how our body is responding to how we're currently treating it, and then give us a way to work through that and bump up the energy in that area. So I'm gonna go ahead and just give you that list right now. And some of these are like pretty typical. Like I'm gonna say, and you're gonna be like, yeah, obviously. Some of these are gonna be like, okay, I haven't heard that before. And then, well, actually, none of these are gonna be something you haven't heard before, but maybe you haven't heard it in the way I'm gonna say it. And there's so many more than just these six. And I think after I kind of go over this and explain them to you, you're going to have like some ideas of what types of energies that aren't on this list that you experience and that you have. So I'm going to go ahead and sorry, I'm looking at my notes just so I don't get too off topic. Yeah. Okay. So first, I'm going to give you the six types of energies. Then we're going to go a little bit into what they are and kind of the definitions. So number one is your body or physical energy. Two is your motivational energy. Three is restorative energy. Four is your spiritual or divine energy. Five is your mental energy. And six is your emotional energy. So a few more that I can kind of just like think of off the top of my head that I actually don't have included in my workshop is your sexual energy and your creative energy. So those are two really good ones that I plan on including in the future, but I haven't really dived into those enough. But if you are a very creative person, or if you're someone who is very in touch with their sexual energy or very not in touch with their sexual energy, those two might be very prominent in your life as well. So that's just something to think about. Like I said, you can probably identify even more than that. But yeah, so we're going to go into what these energies are and what they do for you and what it feels like when you have a lot of them and when you don't have so much of them. So your body or physical energy is the energy that allows you to like physically power through a workout, jog around the block, chase your kids, you know, like that's that like I just had a bunch of caffeine and I'm ready to go. Like, let's go. I'm going to do things. My body is ready to go. And then you have your motivational energy. So this is the kind of energy that gives you like mental fortitude, like you're ready to clean the whole house or tackle whatever big scary tasks lie ahead of you. It's also the energy that allows you to motivate and pump up the people around you. So it's almost like it's like that energy where you're just like, I can do hard things. I am awesome. Guess what? You're awesome too. You can do anything also. Let's go. So and you're gonna notice as I like go into these that some of them do kind of cross over to a certain extent in different areas. And that's totally like, it's intentional and it's true. That's how they are. So what this does is kind of break them down into a little bit more specific energies to help us identify how to work with that energy and change that energy if we want to. So there's definitely a lot of crossover. So if you notice that, then you're on the right track. And okay, so next is your restorative energy. So this is the energy that allows you to feel well rested and at peace. It's calming and gentle. It allows you to view problems, relationships, and day-to-day life from a fresh point of view. So that's like, you know, you wake up and you're like, you know what? Everything is okay. I might have had a rough couple of weeks, but I'm feeling good today. I'm seeing the world through new eyes. I have fresh perspectives and feelings on situations and just feeling good, feeling rested. Then you have your spiritual or divine energy. So this is the energy that bonds you to whatever higher power you believe in, whether it's God, gods, the universe, collective consciousness, the untapped power of the human mind, whatever it is that that is an energy that you are tapping into outside of yourself. So this energy is something that creates a connection to an external energy source that allows you to combine forces when you need like a little bit extra. Your mental energy is when you're feeling like sharp as a tack, you know, you're gonna like, I'm solving all these problems. I'm super smart today. Like my mind is clear. Things are just clicking really easy. And I think, and we'll get into kind of what the opposite of these feel like in a minute, and it'll be even more clear and easy to identify the differences. So, and then last, but certainly not least, is your emotional energy. So this is the energy that allows you to feel comfortable opening up or being vulnerable with others, allows you to easily sympathize or feel empathetic towards the struggles of other people. And it's also the energy that allows you to be aware and understanding of your own emotions, which is super important for all of us. I know that a lot of us are very affected by other people's emotions, and yet we tend to block out, push down, ignore our own emotions. And once you're able to kind of sort through your own emotions and build up that emotional energy to deal with yourself and your own emotions, it'll be easier for you to navigate and identify other people's emotions and not let those affect you as much. So hopefully now that I started talking about these, you can kind of get the general idea of how they're different, how they're similar. And right now I'm just going to kind of go into what the highs and lows of these energies might feel like to you in your life. These are just examples. Like, these can surface and present themselves in many different ways, the highs and lows of these types of energies. So for everyone, it can be a little different, but hopefully you get a general idea and you'll also be able to identify what the highs and lows feel like for you. So for your body or physical energy, I kind of mentioned this earlier, but when your body or physical energy is high, you feel physically capable of like running to the moon and punching it in the face. But you wouldn't do that because we love the moon. If it's low, you feel like rolling out of bed is like the extent of your capabilities, which honestly, I think in the past year, a lot of us have been there. Your motivational energy. So when it's high, you're like, I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to learn new language in the next 3 hours. Like, you're like, I'm going to do all the things. I'm going to finish all of it today. When your motivational energy is low, it's more like, why should I even get out of my pajamas, right? Another one that I personally have felt a lot in the past year. I don't know about you guys. And side note, one thing you're going to notice, one reason these all seem to overlap or be connected is because they all can have a huge effect on each other, right? So when one is low, it can drain us of another one and like kind of like feed off of each other. So being able to identify your different energies and work on navigating them and changing them, using them to bring up your energy in other areas is going to be really helpful all around. So don't think that any one of these is not important. Okay, so next is your restorative energy. This is when, like I said, it's when you feel refreshed, you're seeing the world through new eyes. You're like, yeah, so fresh and so clean. I hope I'm allowed to sing that. I hope I don't have to pay royalties for that. So, like I said, it's when you're feeling kind of just calm, collected. You're feeling like you can look at things through a new light and from a different perspective. And you're just feeling all around rested. And yeah, so the opposite of that is like when you wake up feeling exhausted, even though you've had a full 8 hours of sleep. You're feeling jaded, kind of dragged down, kind of blah. The world feels kind of gray. You're just like, ugh, it's just another day. You know, you wake up and you're already thinking about all the things that you don't want to do today that you have to do. And it's just, yeah, it's like kind of that feeling of like waking up on the wrong side of the bed. That's what it feels like to have low restorative energy. So your spiritual or divine energy, when it's high, it's like you can feel, like you believe and you feel that you have an external power source that's allowing you to go above and beyond what you think you're capable of. It's like that feeling that anything can happen, that miracles can happen, that magic is real, all of that stuff. When your spiritual or divine energy is high, you feel very connected to something bigger than you. But when it's low, you feel like you are like literally all alone in the universe. And there's nothing there to guide you, no one to help you. And like I said, this can be anything. It doesn't have to be a religion. It doesn't have to be actual magic. It doesn't have to be any of that. But I think everyone to some extent has something, even if it's your own power, even if it's like you believe that you have an extra source of power within you that you have not tapped into yet. Maybe it's your brain, like anything like that. That can be your spiritual or divine energy as well. So don't think of this as something that has to be about a god or a spiritual practice or magical practice or anything like that. So next is your mental energy. So mental energy is like, you woke up and you're like, oh, you know what? I know exactly how to solve whatever problem it was that you've been trying to solve. This happens for me a lot, but it usually happens at night. So I, on the side, am like, I do a little bit of computer programming, like light, LTE, computer programming light. And sometimes I'm like, I'm not super experienced. So sometimes I'm like, you know, it takes me a long time to figure some stuff out, how to get things to work. So I'll be like laying in bed and I'll be like about to fall asleep. And then I'm like, oh my God, it all makes sense right now. And then I got to get up and like go to my computer and like crank out a bunch of code. And I'm like, yes. So sometimes I get my mental energy at night. You might be one of those people as well. But when your mental energy is low, you're just like, you know, it's like, please don't even ask me what 2 + 2 is. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast today. Your mind is just like this clouded, foggy place where the answers do not exist. So here we go again. The last but not least is the emotional energy. And when it's high, it's like you're feeling like you're ready to have tough conversations, heart to hearts. You know, you're ready to dive deep into maybe an issue that you've been having in your relationship or with someone in your family. And you're feeling solid and just ready to, like, you know, you're like, all right, if I gotta cry for the next 3 hours, like, so be it. I'm ready to do this. And when it's low, you know, that's like when you're letting all of your mom's calls go to voicemail because you're like, oh, I can't deal with this right now. Sorry, Mom, I love you, but I can't do this right now. So hopefully that gives you like a pretty good overview of the 6 different types of energies. And I'm just going to recap them real quick for you. They are body physical energy, motivational energy, restorative energy, spiritual or divine energy, mental energy, and emotional energy. And like I said, our 2 bonus energies are creative energy and sexual energy. I'm not going to go into those today because I have not prepared myself for that, but it's definitely something you can explore on your own as well. And also, like I said, please like look into these, look into yourself. I'll attach a link to this podcast episode in the show notes with like a little worksheet you can download. And it kind of just gives you a little place to chart out like what these energies feel like for you when you're experiencing them high, low, moderate on a day-to-day basis. And once you do that, once you can identify what these feel like, you can really start to look into which ones have the most effect on you when they're high, which might not be the same ones that have a large effect on you when they're low. And you can just kind of start to experiment. And it's really just like the first step of getting to know yourself a little bit more and then finding ways to boost your energy, restore your energy, reset your energy, gather energy from a different place in the ways that are really going to benefit you as an individual person, because it's so different for every single person. Like I said, these are like 6 general ones, but you might even come up with more once you start doing this and you realize like, something that you're feeling isn't fitting all of these any of these categories. So you might come up with a new one. If you do come up with a new one, shoot me a message on Instagram because I'd love to hear about it. yeah, but that's our quick little chit chat on our different types of energies and how you can kind of get to know them a little bit more. If you loved this and you want to learn more about how to track these, how to dive deeper into these, how to reset these, how your body uses these energies, how you can exchange them, how you can create your own energy, all of that awesome good stuff, then go to my Instagram, click on the link in the bio and sign up for the Energy Reset Workshop, or go to the link in the show notes. It'll be there as well. And I'll go ahead and tell you what the link actually is if you just want to type it in. It's bit.ly/free-energy-reset-workshop. So that's bit.ly/free-energy-reset-workshop. And then that will take you to a little landing page where you can sign up, and it's totally free. So go ahead and do that if you're interested in learning more about this. Download the worksheet that's attached to this episode as well, which is also part of the workshop. So if you don't download it from here and you do sign up for the workshop, you're going to get that plus like way, way, way much more. So, If you enjoyed this and you feel like you learned something, or you want to know more, or you just think that I'm cool and you like the sound of my voice, please leave me a rating, 5 stars, hopefully, on this podcast, because like I said, this is one of the very first episodes. So this is one of the best ways for this podcast to get out there and for other people to find it and learn something as well. So thank you so much. You're all so awesome. I can't wait to do more episodes. I'm going to be interviewing a lot of really cool, fun, interesting people. And go follow me on Instagram at Total Wellness with Grace. You're always welcome to shoot me a DM. I love talking to new people, meeting new people. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.